Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, how you doing?
Our headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So we begin with this. A couple is getting a divorce due to irreconcilable differences, not because of their relationship, but because of something or someone else in the house is causing such a rift. And this is a couple in India.
God.
And they are divorced.
I wasn't the result of causing that with my parents.
Oh.
But they didn't either one of them want to go to hell. That was kind of the mindset that if you divorced,
you
would burn.
Well, they're divorcing after less than a year of marriage. And this is crazy because the wife's cat isn't getting along with the husband's dog. So that's why they're going to split. So they got married last December.
Is this why Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman are breaking up?
Oh, yeah.
I got a feeling that this is probably arranged, right? So you can't just divorce.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Well, in their culture, I think...
Everybody... that's a weird thing. Like, we're just guilty of stereotyping because of what we see on the news or in movies and stuff. Now, Bill Burr coming back and saying that Saudi Arabia was just like America. I find that very, very hard to believe. I find it very hard to believe. But I do think, generally speaking, around the world, most people are kind of the same. It's just we think about other people because of the way the news and stuff's been propagandized. You know what I'm saying? Like when we were talking, we blew somebody's mind the other day when they looked up Libya. Was it Libya in the 60s? How it looked like America? Like the women were wearing mini skirts.
Well, there were a bunch of that. Like Iran was like that.
Yeah, I mean there was Iraq. Like in the 60s, it just completely changed, and they went back to, you know, whatever. I don't know what you want to call it. More strict, I guess. I don't know.
So the wife says her husband's dog harassed and attacked her cat repeatedly, and he claims that he made it clear before their marriage that the wife would not bring her pets into their new home, especially her cat, and wouldn't stop hovering over their fish tank. So they're constantly fighting over the pets, I assume. So he picked the dog over his wife.
I know this Indian woman I grew up with, and I want to ask her, but it's going to come off as rude, but she's good looking. But her husband's like an old, like, douchey-looking, just, like ugly dude. So was that arranged? Because they wear the whole get-up and the garb for the wedding, too, and the kids are dressed up. And you can tell it's, like, this whole big, like, prearranged
deal. I've never been to, like, a big – I went to a Greek wedding one time. I told you about throwing the plates and stuff. But I've never been to really – you know, what
it's
does that
beautiful.
Say about me? It says that – international people don't like inviting me to their weddings.
I've been to like an engagement party. I didn't make it to the wedding in Chicago. I think that's where a friend of ours got married.
Yeah.
But it was like a big one-day thing with just the engagement party. And I heard
Little
the
Chicago.
Wedding was, you know, they had like five different outfits and it was very elaborate. But I did have a friend in high school who had...
I don't believe it already.
Sue Butcher.
Such an ass. No, story's done.
Why is it we can't have fun with you?
Because you won't let me tell my story. My story is really kind of sad because this girl, she was in love with this guy in high school, but she was already betrothed to a guy in India. So she had to secretly meet this guy when we were in high school. And they actually moved her out of the school and put her in private school.
Was she an American?
She was living in... Yeah, I guess she was not technically...
It's not real.
Her dad was a banker, and the parents wanted her to be with a better guy, and he was just a guy, you know, in high school.
Don't believe it.
I don't care if you believe it or not, but her name was Rima, and it was very sad.
Took you too long to answer. I feel like you were trying to think of the bank.
Is this the picture, Fat Boy?
Yeah, look. Now, look, she's good looking, but look at him.
He's also of a different origin.
Real douchey-like, you know, portly.
God, you must be attracted to her. And, like, that guy, he just...
Oh, he's all right.
He's all right now, she says.
Look at her, man. I was like, God.
But... With my friend, another thing...
Golden skin, like beautiful golden skin.
Another thing that happened is they had a really nice house. And when her parents went out of town, we threw a big kegger party at her house. And the house was a little trashed by Curtis and his friend.
I believe it now because that sounds like a California type house party.
So that was another reason why she wasn't allowed to see Curtis. But she did really like him and wanted to marry him outside of school. Mm-hmm. But they said, no way. You have to break up with them.
Smile.
I don't want to smile.
I was going to send this to my friend Merriam-Webster. She's going to put this in the dictionary by the word liar.
I can hide all girls' big noses if she wants me to.
I don't have to make up stories. It's true and sad.
It's very sad. It really is. Did you say she was bequeathed? Or
betrothed. To like this guy that...
Bequeathed, not bequeathed.
That she didn't even know, really, but the family. And, like, they have, like, a dowry and everything when they discuss how you're going to marry. You know what I mean?
Men have journals. Women have dowries.
It's crazy. Anyways.
I'm going to laugh like the guy in Angels with Dirty Faces from Home Alone after he shot up an old boy.
Oh, man. Crazy.
It is.
Yeah, it is. I don't like arranged marriages. But also, like, I know people who let their friends pick out their mates, and that's that's wrong, man.
People love being matchmakers.
They do, especially when they're single, and they depend on you as their best friend, and they don't want you to be in a relationship, and they tell you that the person you're with's bad, but in reality, they just want to keep their drinking buddy around.
But if that goes awry,
and if you think I'm talking about you, you know I am.
Well, I mean, even in anybody's situation around here, there are people that your family would rather have you date that maybe you've met in church, or they want to fix you up with a friend.
You know, if I do date again, it will be like years before I introduce them to my family.
Right.
Like it will be.
The group dating is the worst because if you're, say you're a couple guys and you come across about five or six girls in a group.
Gosh.
They're going to try to pawn you off on the ugly one. You know what's going to happen. You're like, I'm not interested. She's obviously the ugly one.
But then that's where you have to be a good friend to your friends and fall on that every once in a while. You guys, you know what, guys? I got the good one last time. I will take this 3 out of 10.
God, that would suck.
Well,
I wouldn't be a good friend in that situation.
I think.
You're the friend in the other situation.
When I first moved here,
you're the ugly girl.
My family tried to get me to meet
you're pretty.
Nice people, you know, and go out on dates with people that they fixed me up with.
Yeah.
And it would just never work.
Sup, Paige?
Because, I mean, for what I did for a living, they just think that I'm wild. And I am I'm just such a boring person. There's nothing wild about me. Why you look at me like...
Wait, you just look like you regretted saying that. I didn't say a word. You're like, what?
Nothing wild about me.
Yeah, you are too
yes,
wild.
Yes, there is something wild about wild me. There's a lot of
there
wild
there is
about
nothing
you.
Wild. Like, this guy is like, I would go out with you, but you're a little too wild for me. And I'm like, how am I wild? What do I do that's crazy?
He must listen.
Not at all. Because he's either a dummy or don't realize the power he could have in that situation.
On her?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He could draw some interest. Okay.
Paige is not easily manipulated, though. I've noticed that.
And, no, but she really loves, like, a-hole dudes.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why she's...
And gay friends.
God damn it. I was going to say that's what she has in common with most of her friends. I just think it's weird.
I just happen to
that
date
you don't have
that
lesbian
a-holes.
Friends. That's strange.
It is strange.
To me. You
it
both
is strange.
Y'all have more in common than you would with a guy.
It's not that I do have friends that are lesbians, but they're not close friends. I don't see them that often.
Good. Try to trip her in the hall next time. She loves that stuff, man.
Who, Paige?
Oh, yeah.
I pushed her down the steps yesterday. She just sat there. Oh, my God. You're always playing that. Around.
You're so funny.
You give her Hooter noogies? She loves those?
No, I don't. Dude, I give up today.
Dude, I tuned in Australia by accident yesterday. I did.
By accident.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wild about me. I don't know why people assume that I'm out there, you know, doing crazy stuff because I'm
I think it's
because
you play a paid whore in every movie you ever in.
Not every movie, just two of them.
Yeah, your place to mine.
Your place to mine. All right.
And your place to mine.
They're bad movies anyway, so it doesn't count.
I loved it.
I did too. And
you
know
what? Have to stop this. You have to stop this. This chaos.
Who was that? Anthony Perkins?
I think it was.
That was a,
Carl Perkins?
When I did that, that was just one Sam. Day of fun.
And Perkins
I,
Family Restaurant.
And I was actually filming another movie at the same time, which I hated doing because it became drama.
Yeah.
And just to go work on that set was so much fun. And I had the best makeup artist in the world, Timmy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And nothing worse than ever asking Paige about a movie.
She loves the experience.
I do. I miss it.
Oh, you miss this?
Hey, nah. Want a date?
No, wait, it's ready for the weekend.
Your place or mine?
How did you not get invited to the Cannes Film Festival? I mean, my God.
Strong, silent time.
I did get sent something because a friend's
I
going.
I can do that.
A friend's going to Cannes?
Yeah, she is.
What? If you keep rolling that camera... It's gonna cost you more though.
Why did it take you 5 minutes to get the damn car?
I don't know.
This is your best work right here.
How does Hardee's run out of hamburgers? And when I had to move forward, I was only allowed to order one chicken sandwich because it's
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's how it works. You tell us something you did. Maybe you feel a little guilty about it. Maybe you don't, whatever. But you need us and everybody listening to weigh in. And it's called Are You the A-Hole? We will be honest because we are the A-Hole Tribunal.
Oh,
ah, don't
like
you
that.
Love that?
I love that.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, that's right.
The Native American term.
How?
Ni hao mun. We're probably being the A-Holes because... This person's got to be anonymous.
Yes, we don't hand out hugs. We hand out judgment. That's what we do. So
okay.
First up, we got somebody. Well, gosh, I thought they would all be anonymous. And there's only one anonymous.
It's just one.
People are like, they don't give a crap. They're like, I'll say my name. I don't care. Somebody who won't stay anonymous. All right. Good morning, sir or madam.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, and yeah, I'm a sir.
Oh, well, good morning, Your Highness. I didn't know he was knighted. Mm-hmm. All right, so you want us to see if you're being an a-hole, and in fact, boy, put it on the screen, hold on, that you met someone you'd been talking to online. Walk us through that.
So I live here in the upstate, and I've been talking with this woman from Georgia. We were texting, talking on the phone for months. We met on Snapchat. Finally, we decided to meet last Tuesday and went to dinner.
Okay. First off, I need you to say the date right now to prove you're not a robot.
Yep.
I need you to tell me what today's date is, because I swear you are sounding like a robot, like an AI thing. I'm paranoid.
He's a bot.
Do you know what today's date is, though, for real?
Yeah.
It's Tuesday the 30th.
Okay, you're real.
All right. Okay, nobody's messing with us. That's good.
All right. So you went to dinner. That sounds like a normal kind of first date
like a
setup.
Date.
Until she shows up looking like a Temu version of her Instagram.
Or that. So
a Temu version.
So you're saying you got, what's the new version is filterfished, right?
Oh, yeah.
Filterfished.
Really?
Yeah, that's, I mean, I thought I was getting catfished at first. Like, same voice, but the face, way different.
Mm-hmm.
While I was in the bathroom, I actually I pulled up her social media, you know, just to make sure it was her.
Yeah.
And it was, but dude, she uses 50 filters on her, every pic.
God. So first off,
that's a lot.
That is a lot. But so real life wasn't matching the online promotional photo portfolio that she had, essentially.
It's like when you get a Whopper. You know, you think you're going to get the one on the commercial.
Oh no!
But it ain't going to look like that when it comes
out
the window.
Smaller.
Oh, they're going to sling it to you. But did you go to the bathroom and then leave, or did you bail, or did you stay, or what?
No, I stayed. We had dinner. You know, she's still pretty, just not like the pictures.
Yeah.
If I had to put it in numbers, online, she's a 7. And in real life, she's maybe a 4.5.
Golly. Oh. I mean, people are going to hear that. They are. I mean, you're being honest, but they're going to say you're being shallow like a Mother Fletcher right now.
He's just doing math. That's all it is. Equations.
But here's the question, though. Like, since that date, which you said, hold on, I took notes. Get off my Johnson. Tuesday. You went last Tuesday, so that was a week ago. What's been going on then?
Well, I've been kind of ghosting her. She's been texting me, and I don't know. I don't know what to say. I feel like a jerk.
I don't know what to say. But you know what? This segment isn't called Am I Being a Jerk? This is called Am I Being an A-Hole? And that's why you want to call and find out if after... Because you said for months leading up to this. Yeah. And
it's a lot of work.
Yeah. So you want to see if that makes you an A-Hole.
Let's rate you on a scale of 1 to 10. Where do you see yourself?
Oh, Lord.
It's interesting. 7.5, 8, yeah. I think.
So you think you're more attractive than this woman, and she's not worthy of you.
Oh wow! Well, I mean, you got to realize that, like I said earlier, it's going to come off like you're being shallow when you say the numbers, and you know, and you just want to find out to the general public if that makes you an a-hole.
Yeah, because then there's two guys that are. You're either a nice person or you're an F-boy. If you're just an F-boy...
Fat boy.
Don't bring me into it.
Sorry.
So would you say you're superficial at all, Anonymous?
No, that's the thing, is I'm not superficial. I was hoping that she would also be a 7.5 or 8. That's why, you know, I started talking to her. I really feel weird about the whole filter thing.
I mean, look, she lied. If you let's get down to it, it's false advertising in a way. I mean, you're not really an a-hole. I mean, she kind of is more than you are, I think. She's probably photoshopped, filtered, and all that stuff.
Yeah. You're not the a-hole. Like, she's the Photoshop a-hole. And I don't know that she Photoshopped her a-hole, to be honest with you.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying, and I know what you mean. But, let me play devil's advocate for a minute. She didn't show up with a fake name or a wig like you see on that show, Catfish or whatever. Like, that was her, but just maybe a glamorized version of herself online, right?
It wasn't glamorized. It was like, you know, some kind of Snapchat extra sorcery.
I'm telling you, the imagination of Instagram. I'm telling you, Netflix, well, there'll be a documentary in like 3 years or so, and it'll be like from the makers of Dating. Do you remember Dating During COVID? Remember that? There'll be one called Dating With AI. Or, you know, like dating during AI or whatever. Because,
oh, dude, that's
because you know what? You can't even spell dating without AI. Yeah. Boom!
That is gold.
Thank you very much. Hire me, Netflix.
Write that down for real.
Now, autonomous, or excuse me, anonymous. You.
It's time stamped.
You did actually like her once you got past the filter shock, let's say.
I mean, she was nice. You know, we had good conversation, but I don't know. I just can't really get past that. I don't know what she really looks like day to day.
It's more about the trust, really, that you're saying, than looks. Like, if she's going to...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She sold you a bill of goods that we're not...
It's like buying a car. You know, you see the pictures when it was new. Not what it looks like now.
There she is.
All the wear and tear.
God, you know, that's true, because I looked, before this last house, I looked at another one, and when I looked it up on, I don't want to say the name of the website, but it's like if Zaxby's owned their own pillow company.
Yeah. Can I ask you?
Paige doesn't get it.
No.
Zillow. So yeah. When I looked at the house, though, the house on the website showed the house brand new when it was built. And not a current photo of it then. So, right.
I have a question for you. Why do you have to ghost somebody? Why don't you just tell her honestly, it's not working out. You're not as pretty as I need you to be. And then just move on.
See?
Just that wouldn't hurt my feelings if someone told me.
Are you kidding? that would make him an a-hole. That would make him an a-hole. I think more or less.
I mean, what a coward. Just if she's
why is texting, that cowardice?
Just tell her you're not interested and be done with it.
I think that's kind of what.
Why is that? I mean, I just don't understand people.
Well, I think what it is.
He lives in a fantasy world. Like, he was expecting her to be this model thing.
Because she presented herself as that.
I agree that she did something wrong, too. But as an adult, you can just say, hey, it's not working out. We can be friends or whatever, or not.
Old bait and switch.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's... I mean, you know, you're sticking to your honesty. If you saw her as this 4 or 5, whatever you call it, putting numbers on it really does kind of add that shallowness to it. But if you saw her in person online, God, that sounds weird to even say. But without all the stuff, you're saying you would not have been attracted to her. Would that be okay to say, anonymous?
Yeah, probably. No, I wouldn't have.
And you're more turned off by the dishonesty.
Yeah, I get that.
I think so, yeah. It's the dishonesty that, like, threw me back. And I couldn't really put, like, a feeling to it at first. I was just like, wait, what's going on here, you know? It wasn't like she was completely different.
Yeah.
But, you know, and... So I'm just like really bad with, you know, confrontation, letting people down, that kind of thing. I just feel like, hey, I mean, if she ghosted me with her like looks, maybe I'll ghost her with my, you know, well, if she catfished me with her looks, maybe I'll catfish her with my personality in a way instead of like, oh, he was outgoing at first.
You should just get off social media.
Why?
Jesus. She don't like you, buddy.
No, I'm just saying, don't, just be a man. Just tell her the truth.
I don't know okay. All right.
If she really likes him, I feel bad for her because she thinks that, you know, everything's fine.
Maybe you should just set her down and say, look, I feel like you were not being real with me.
Yeah.
And that's not what I want.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say famous people born on October 1st, happy birthday, or suck it.
Sorry, this lady. We got a pretty good list again today.
Yay.
Madman thought this character was a man. It is a woman.
Boy George.
How could you make the difference?
The character is Captain Marvel.
Oh. Well, yeah. Yeah, you know, that's one thing I'm going to ask Rob Young tomorrow is help me with that, explaining that.
Because the hair messes it up, I guess?
No, it's the various, like I was saying, Dr. Octopus was a man when I was a kid, but now Doc Ock's a girl. And
that'd be a big one.
My grandson slapped me in the face the other day.
Which one?
He slapped you?
Yes.
Good Lord.
With his brass knuckles.
He did not.
No, he didn't hit me. But he got real defensive. He's like, no, Doc Ock's a girl. And I'm like, first off, your impediment is incredible. I hope that tongue forms all the way. And I was like, no, Doc Ock is a boy. First off, doctor.
Doc Ock.
I'm just kidding. They let women do that now.
She,
Jesus.
She plays Captain Marvel's Brie Larson's
birthday.
That's
still birthday.
In 1955. I know. Brie Larson is, she's pretty. She is Captain Marvel.
Yep. She won an Oscar for a movie called Room. Have not seen it.
It's horrible. Did I see that? No, I saw Lighthouse.
Oh, yeah, that one was...
That was basically filmed in a room.
Very, very odd.
I will say Brie Larson is 34.
40?
She's 36 years old today. What movie do you think of when you hear this song? It's One Night in Bangkok by Murray Head.
Murray Head? This is One Night in... Wow, I never knew who sang this song. Murray Head?
Murray Head. Reminds me of The Hangover.
Okay.
Okay, Bangkok.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Zach Galifianakis' birthday.
Do women do that to each other? Like, what's the capital of Thailand? Do y'all do that with each other?
Not very often.
Yeah.
We have other things to talk about.
Wow, you're very venomous today.
Not venomous.
Plus, there's no city called Bang Lips, so they can't do it.
Why would we do that?
Zach Galifianakis from North Carolina.
North Carolina. Aww. 50, God, you know what? 56 came to mind. That seems too old, but I'm going to go with it.
53?
That is odd. He is 56. What happened?
Don't know. I'm on the lock screen. I ain't looking.
Something came to mind.
All right. Well, congratulations.
That's a great guess.
Thanks.
He gets a point.
Dun, 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 dun. Don't she forget was... to have your neighbor spayed and neutered. Good morning, everybody.
She was a former Price is Right model who was once the most downloaded woman on the internet.
Diane Parkinson.
Nope.
Close. Oh, Cindy Margolis.
Yep, you got it. Cindy Margolis. Or is it Margolis?
Margolis. She was on the show with us. And,
yeah, she's nice.
Also, that's one of those titles that you were given that really wasn't like
accurate,
backed by statistics.
Yeah,
like
now it would be.
Now, absolutely, analytics. I mean, for everything. But back then, like the most downloaded woman. How do you know?
Come on down.
We
miss Rod Roddy.
Rest in peace, Rod Roddy. They're all dead, except Diane Parkinson's still alive. One of the Barker beauties died. Not Holly.
Yeah, I can't remember which one.
I tell you, the one that he slept with, Diane Parkinson? God. No. Oh, man. I just, ooh.
You'd go after, like...
I mean, that's from as a kid watching that and not knowing what sex was, but was feeling that feeling. I couldn't explain it to you. I was like, I don't know what this means, but...
You'd be the next man up on that one?
Oh, yeah.
Because we got audio from that session.
Oh, yes. Here she is.
God. Yeah.
I'm going to pump you good.
I thought you can go there.
I don't know
about
that.
Oh, God.
Oh, slow down, Diane.
Slow down.
Slow down. Spin that wheel.
Poor Diane. She sounds miserable.
But no, we were guessing, of course, Cindy Margolis, who I'm going to say is 57, like the great Chevrolet.
I'll say 55.
Even 60.
Wow.
Big 60 for Cindy Margolis. God,
damn, fat boy, you're making me feel old.
Making you feel old. I'm going to make you feel a lot older now because it's one half of the Bass Brothers' birthday.
Big Mark McGuire.
Yep, Big Mac.
Oh, Paige, you ever run into him in Modesto?
No. Didn't go to Modesto too often.
Oh.
Oakland A's, the St. Louis Cardinal.
I only went to two A's games in my life.
Mm. Oh, you went to the World Series, right?
Well, not in it. I was outside.
I thought you were there for the earthquake one. No.
Well, then, you know what? I've been to an NBA All-Star game.
Yeah, you have in Atlanta.
Yep. I was outside.
The earthquake hit the day that happened.
But you weren't there?
No.
I swear I thought you were there.
You did say that.
I worked for the TV station at that time.
Were they there?
Yes, they were. But
so you were there in spirit?
No, I dropped off some batteries and left, but I didn't go into the game.
Oh, God. Eckersley needed some dildo batteries. Probably Billy Bean. Who knows? There's no telling.
Billy.
Paige, how old is...
who are we doing?
Mark Rippon. Mark McGuire. Dan McGuire.
62.
Let's see. So he was 19 in 1985. So that was 50 years ago. No.
Wow.
No. Is he? He's 64 years old.
He's 62. Paige got it.
Oh.
She nailed it. 62 years old.
I know. Okay, he was an Olympian in 85. He didn't come up until 87.
1998 is when he broke the record. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cheater.
I mentioned a quote by this guy earlier.
Not you. Cheating. I was talking about McGuire. You're going to be on steroids for it's ever with you, bodybuilder.
I doubt it.
She's over there snorting creatine right now.
Mm-mm.
That there is a nice RV, Clark.
Cousin Eddie.
Well, yeah.
That's his real name. I know this.
I saw he just canceled his Netflix. That was the story.
Give me one initial. First initial.
R.
Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid.
Oh, Lord.
It's like, name that tune. I can name it in one initial. Randy Quaid.
Related. It was a real nice surprise, Clark.
Related to Dennis? He is?
Yeah. Opposite, so.
I think they still keep in touch, too.
73. My first football number before I wanted to get him to change it.
75 is a big one for Randy Quaid. Wow. I think he's still torn around watching the movie. He's a good actor,
dude,
man.
So.
Very underrated.
Macaulay Culkin is coming to Charlotte. I shouldn't say this because it'll screw up the crowd. Never mind. Macaulay Culkin is coming to Charlotte next month. Yeah, November.
Yeah.
To do one of those Watch Home Alone with me. And like. It's like a buck 50, but God, I kind of would like...
You know it's going to sell out. I wish we could talk to him and meet him.
That's what I was thinking. Like, is there any kind of... Hey, well, come on.
Please hook it up. I want to meet Home Alone.
I want to meet Kevin. Kevin!
That's Baby Billy's son. You want to guess Rod Carew real quick?
You know, he converted to Judaism.
He really did.
Wow.
Yeah, he did.
Roderick Carew.
Let's see. I know he was a rookie in 60.
Ding, ding, ding.
Big birthday?
Yep.
75.
80.
Shoot.
Wow.
Shoot.
Shoot.
We got to do this one real quick.
Dildo.
Julie Andrews.
Oh.
It's from The Sound of Music.
I think this is a trick. I think she's dead.
A long, long way to go.
Was she Victoria?
Don't know.
That was the pre-programming for this gender stuff they're doing.
She was
that,
in
Tootsie, all of it.
I think she was in the first Shrek.
Busty Buddies, whatever it was called. Bucky's Buddies.
Bucky's Buddies. Bussies.
Paid hold is this whole bitch.
So, oh gosh, 80?
I'm gonna go 89.
You're closer, man. She's 90 years old today. Happy heavenly birthday. Jimmy Carter.
Didn't. She's not a bitch. I was just kidding. Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
You know, I feel like after he passed, they bequeathed his teeth to my donkey. I swear it looks like presidential teeth. It really does.
He would have been 101 years old. Mr. C, who was also Father Dowling and a gnome.
Tom Bosley.
Tom Bosley would have been 98 years old today.
It did not invent the hearing aid.
No. Richard Harris, who was Dumbledore in the first two Harry Potters, would have been 95. And Walter Matthau. Not the old man.
Perfect odd couple.
Bad News Bears would have been 105 years old.
Also, wasn't he Dennis the Menace? Bad?
I think he was.
The neighbor, yeah.
We lost him in the year 2000.
Matthau.
And Jimmy Carter has passed away last year.
You know, he built his own coffin. No, I'm just kidding.
Still lived in his old house after his presidency. Down in Georgia.
Yeah, but there's probably like some ottoman you move and it goes to his underground bunker.
He was still going to the dollar store, too. I don't know what kind of protection he was getting later.
You have an underground bunker?
I know where one is. I've never been to it. I don't know how you get in it, but I know where one is.
You should know in case there's a disaster.
I can't get in it. Like, I don't know how you, like, it's entombed.
Make friends.
He doesn't know the password. The password is, what time is it? If you don't know what time it is, they're not going to tell you the coordinates.
Is it going to look like blowing up a whale if I pass away in a bomb? Like how they do in the ocean?
As long as you don't twist that into a Moby Dick reference, sure.
This is blubber and pubes flying everywhere.
You're the white whale. It's weird, that term, the white whale. It's used as like a term for like a sucker.
It's so commonly used, but people don't know what it means.
You're absolutely right. It's like gaslighting or simp.
Like they want to use white whale as like their, you know, that's their achievement.
That's my white whale right there. That's my honey hole.
Yep.
You know who knew about honey holes? Christopher Robbins.
He really did. Yes, he did.
He knew a lot about honey holes.
He hung out with a bear who didn't wear pants.
Snuggly uglies.
Yeah, but his honey was always clean. It really was.
Well, Christopher Robbins.
Tomorrow... Two things to promote on one show? Why, yes, it's true. Thursday. You don't know anymore. You don't know because it's Thursday what that means. Well, yes, you do. Facebook Plus and the king of comics himself, Rob Young, will be in studio. You know, Comic-Con Upstate Fall Edition is this Sunday.
Yep.
Former guest of the show and... we ain't seen him in years, but I'm sure he still remembers us. Devon Dudley.
They just announced also Rick Steiner.
The Dog-Faced Gremlin. Yep. I have never met him, and I would like to. I would like to meet him.
Black Power Ranger.
You know.
Numerous artists.
Black Power Ranger. It's not like It's not like a Ford Ranger made to look like it's part of, you know, some kind of, conflict group back in the 70s or anything. It's not, you know, from Wakanda or anything such as.
Nothing that Kanye's daddy was a part of.
I'd like to say thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Remember to wash your hands. That is important. And God bless America. It is good. Thank you.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
That baby back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.